Aircheckdownloads.com. The sound of where we live.
With Claire Ashford. BBC.
Radio Shropshire.
Okay, coming up, winner stays on.
Yes.
The best sports quiz on the radio.
Certainly is, in our opinions.
So we're going well, it's just the questions we love, really.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be a massive sports fan to take part in this.
Gosh,
they're,
no.
They're multiple choice.
And they're daft, usually. You never know what the questions are going to
be. Exactly, exactly. I've been talking about your first cars on the show this morning. That's because the price of second-hand cars has gone through the roof. If you've got one that you're thinking of selling, now is a good time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wanting to buy a new one, you're probably going to have to wait a while
because
there aren't many available. Tina says, my first car was a Vauxhall Viva. It was bright red and had a manual choke.
There you go.
She says, I often forgot to put it back in until I realised I was whizzing along. The problem, though, was the clutch cable would often break, so my dad made me carry a spare. Typically, after a New Year's party, I was staying at a friend's farm in the middle of nowhere. She needed to get to work for 6 o'clock
Oof.
In the morning.
Oof.
Oof. I went to move my car and the clutch cable went. Feeling hungover and the worse for wear, I had to wait for a breakdown lorry to squeeze its way up the lane to load my car, go to a garage where the mechanic had to fit my spare cable. All I wanted to do was go to bed. Not a great start to the new year. But I did love that car.
Oh, that's a good story. So, I mean, that's the last thing you want, though, isn't it, with a hangover, thinking, oh, just no dramas, please.
Don't need a broken cable.
Not now.
On a serious subject for a moment, Tina says, I support assisted dying. Anyone who has watched someone dying from cancer, which can be a slow and painful process with no chance of survival, may agree. It's inhumane to allow people to suffer. We don't do that to our pets. Love to hear from you on this. Do get in touch, 0808 100 96 96, and you can text 81333.
That's the one.
Text 81333, start your text with Shrop, and you can call 0808 100 96 96. Sorry, I'm just trying to find loads of emails at the same time as talking.
Tell you, my dad's first car was an Austin A35 van. I think you mentioned it before, in blue. I have absolutely no idea what that looks like, but all I know is when we used to watch Heartbeat when I was a kid on TV, every 5 seconds, I've had one of those. Oh, I've had one of those. That was my third car. Constantly.
I think someone said, wasn't it like a Wallace and Gromit car?
Is that right?
I think some Nick, I think, suggested that it was like one of those.
I can only imagine my dad driving around now as Wallace. That's fantastic. That image will not leave my head.
Gromit. Chris Thompson, hello, morning. She says, my first car was a Datsun Cherry. It was bright yellow with a black vinyl roof.
Ooh, nice, fancy.
I do like these black vinyl roofs.
Yeah.
Don't seem to do those anymore. When my husband was posted to Germany in 79, we packed up and drove over there with our kitchen table and bench set on the roof.
Love it.
A kitchen table and bench set all on the roof.
That's great. That's going some.
My husband failed his driving test before we left, so he drove to Dover and I did the rest. I was 3 months pregnant, so it was very tiring and stressful. I'm not surprised. When the military moved overseas, their possessions were sent over in packing cases, but the kitchen set wouldn't fit inside them, so we got some strange looks at the border crossings. I'm not surprised with the whole kitchen table and bench set on the roof.
That's amazing.
Still got time for you if you want to send in your first cars. Love to hear from you about what they are and the special memories that go along with them. And the Winner Stays On quiz coming next.
The sound of where we live.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC
Radio Shropshire. Aircheckdownloads.com.